Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Cindy Stovall. I am the host of the Beauty and the Berg podcast. I'm the arts writer for St. Pete Life magazine. I'm a contributor for Creative Pinellas, Arts Coast Journal, and I'm a consultant for the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay, specifically in regards to the PLUS Project, which is an LGBTQ funding resource for nonprofits.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I came to the Tampa Bay area from New York in 1985 and then came over the bridge to near downtown in 1991. And I've been here ever since. And I love it.
What organizations are you involved in?
Well, obviously the work with the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay and the PLUS Project, the LGBTQ Homeless Youth Project. For a time, I was with the Beach Drive and Downtown Business Association, you know, lots of local things. And I just, you know, a lot of work with Creative Pinellas and do some volunteer things whenever they come up.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Yeah, that's the one I've thought about. I think that when you get to a certain age and you're pursuing a passion and you feel like maybe, you know, there's less time than when you were 25 or 30, I think just the pursuing of that passion, which for me now is journalism, is writing, and finding new projects and coming up with new ideas for pieces. And that is very exciting to me. And I think also just the calendar of great things to do in the Berg. You know, I have something to look forward to every day. And there are other things, but I think those are the highlights.
Why St. Pete?
Well, I was born and raised in New York City. And at first I came to St. Pete because my sister married and moved here. We were all in Tampa in the early 80s. I was the last New York holdout. So the first reason was to follow my family because I didn't want to be alone. Then when my sister married and moved over here and I started visiting downtown, it was a whole other world and I knew that I wanted to be here. I call the downtown area the Manhattan of Pinellas County. For me, even though I go other places, there's really literally no need to go anywhere else. So who wouldn't want to live in a city that does that for you?
What is one habit that you keep?
Well, I regularly swim laps at the North Shore Aquatic Center. I've been swimming since probably 2001, more on than off, I'm happy to say. And I swim about a mile and I really, really, really enjoy that. I also love to walk my little dog, Coco. And I also really love following other people's creative pursuits. That's something that's always been a passion for me, theater in particular.
Who are some people that influence you?
There are so many people in this community that have inspired me and have, you know, in the time that I've been here since 91, you see a lot of growth. And I especially admire the people that I consider foundational to this community's growth. People like Wayne Atherholt, people like Bob Devin Jones, people like Michelle Teagle, even, who really pioneered the gallery scene in this town in the 80s, you know. So I look back to people because I was here during that time, and I look back to what people were doing then and how they were so instrumental, you know, people like Derek Donnelly in the mural scene and Chad Mize and, you know, so many people that were instrumental in the formation of what is really going on that's so tremendous about our community now. They're all inspirational to me. And I'm lucky because I get to talk about them every time I pick up the mic or the pen.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
The first is be impeccable with your word. You keep your word, you live with integrity, you try not to gossip, you keep your promises, you know, that kind of thing. Don't take anything personally. This was a big one for me because I've always been on the sensitive side. So you have to remember that a lot of times, you know, criticism is just constructive. I always say, please form all of your criticisms in the form of a compliment. But also that people just aren't thinking about you that much, you know? And when you realize that, it's actually a relief. It takes the pressure off. Don't make assumptions. And that's another thing, that when you're thinking people are thinking something bad about you or are saying something about you, a lot of times that is involved with an assumption because you haven't necessarily spoken to them directly. So don't make assumptions. Verify, Make sure if you are coming to a conclusion that either affects your behavior or a decision and an outcome, that you make sure you're dealing with facts, not just what you think about it. And also, always do your best. Basic, simple, just always apply your absolute best effort to whatever you do. And however the outcome is, you will feel comfortable knowing that you did your best. I mean, it's a basic lesson that we teach our kids when they're in school, but it really is something you should live by always.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
That's a really good question because, you know, my work now, I was a nurse for a very long time. And even though there were components of what I do in that profession, you know, I've had the podcast now for 5 years. So that's been really great learning how to navigate that. I guess the main thing, and I'm sure this is true for a lot of people, was how to strategically market and monetize my different efforts. You know, like a lot of people in this community who are creative and innovative, it's still always a challenge to make a living.
Yeah.
So I wish that I had come up with or been prepared with a better strategy for that, but we're making it.
What's next?
So I have this little kind of bee in my bonnet about becoming a speaker. And I think that I have a lot of the different qualities that it takes. I think that I have a good speaking voice, hopefully. And I also think that there are a few things that I really want to talk about that people might want to hear, like what it's like to totally change a profession in relatively late midlife. You know, I think there's a lot of people that would like to find that little spark of courage to do just that. Mm-hmm. And so speaking about that, I think would be a lot of fun. And also about, you know, broadcasting, podcasting, since I've been doing it for a while. And I also really love politics. I love politics. But in my mind, I'm really much more of a, although I've done all of the things, I've made the calls, I've stomped the pavements, I've knocked on the doors. I love political strategy. And I can see a lot of political organizations wanting someone to come in and say, this is how you win the argument without it being an argument. Because what we're lacking is civility. So if you can put yourself in the mind of someone who debates well and you stick to the point and you remain civil, I think that it could help the discourse. So there's a few topics that I'm thinking about, but I want to get on the speaking circuit and see how that goes. Might be a fun way to travel as well.
Definitely. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Joe. Thank you.